Now you're going blurry again.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I might have to leave and come back.
Okay. Uno momento. Better.
There we go.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. Let's start with church announcements. Well, one announcement is that we're streaming this on Monday, so this kind of covers our not being here. We postponed, so we're streaming this on Monday. So in a way, it kind of covers us not being here because we'll be at DreamCon later in the week. So I don't know. This episode for next week might be like slightly more than a week, basically. As far as uploading and all that, then on live on stream. So there's that. All right. Go ahead.
No, I just thought about something about next week, but
okay, we might not have an episode next week either.
My church announcement, I'm gonna be on a cruise.
Oh yeah, you on vacation too, but just not, you ain't gonna have no internet. All right, so yeah, so this, we're in summer hours officially, so this is our last episode of pseudo regular podcast, first episode of summer hours, take it whichever way you will. So this episode will cover this week. Looks like we're going to skip a week and then be back that next week. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Outside of that, how are you, Jade? Any other church announcements?
I know, right? I'm good. Still DreamCon, still happening. That's it. Just DreamCon and I won't be at Brooklyn Con, but Mike will be at Brooklyn. I'm trying to think. Book 6 is out, so it's ready, published. It looks really cool. I haven't got to read it yet, but I need to read it. Book 7 is in the works already. I'm trying to think, do I have any church announcements? No, that's pretty much it. I'll just be around cosplaying, running around, having fun. That's it. How about you? How are you?
Good overall. So I have one church announcement. Dang it. I might as well just put it out there since we'll be back. Well, yeah, I'll put it out there since it'll be a couple weeks before we'll be back. So I have two church announcements. So, three if you count DreamCon. So I'll be at DreamCon. Well, as of today, I'll be at DreamCon as well. More than likely, like 90% chance. And then I have officially been nominated for the Million Dreams Awards in the category of Theory and Lore. For you Kingdom Hearts fans out there, if you would like to vote for me for my content, please go to KH Guides. That's KHGUIDES.com. And it'll take you through the Million Dreams Awards, aka MDA nominations. And you'll see me with the blonde braids. I'm the only melanated. Theory and Lore. If you like to vote for me, please do voting. The voting period opens June 16th, so I'll get another chance to remind y'all when we come back, hopefully. I'll softly remind y'all, because I think campaigning is supposed to stop on the 16th when voting opens. So, voting opens on June 16th and ends, I believe, July 6th. So, be sure to remember the dates and vote, and I'll remind y'all again when we come back. Next church announcement, I am officially starting a new YouTube channel because I am trying to stop myself from going back to school and spending money for another degree. And two is good for now. So I officially started a new YouTube channel where I am basically going to review anime that I enjoyed along with some niche movies and TV show. Well, the movies aren't that niche. They're actually they'll tend to be within the zeitgeist of what's going on with everything, the world. The TV shows episodes in particular will be a bit more niche. So that channel is called Key Takeaways. And the first episode or first video should be out the week of June 2nd. Yeah, it'll be out the week of June 2nd. I'm aiming for weekly uploads, ideally every Saturday if I can. So that's be on the lookout for that channel when it pops up. As well, it has a little animated version of me with the afro and the mic, if you're looking for it, because I know the algorithm kind of fluctuate when it comes to smaller channels. Sometimes you get plastered and sometimes you don't, depending on your metadata and all that and what people are looking for. So, okay. I think that's it for church announcements till we come back. And we'll be on summer hour. So, because we'll both be on vacay and or have other commitments. So there's that. Alrighty. So we didn't really have a lot of newsy news for the past week and a half. And by newsy news, I mean everything where I'm ignoring. Where is it? Not you, Wombat Woman. Everything where I am ignoring the floating dumpster fire, that is our state of affairs locally. So, yeah, outside of that, I didn't really see like a lot of newsy news. So this is going to be more so like a streamer-ish with sprinkles of news type of podcast episode. So, without further ado, the first thing on our news beat that we'll talk about is kind of observations from Streamer University. So at first I put this on the docket because it seemed like there was a backlash, and in all honesty, the backlash might have been a little more of, you know, people not necessarily reading the terms and conditions, as opposed to there being real backlash. But then, because we postponed, other stuff happened. I learned a little bit more about how long Streamer University really was, and we could have a broader conversation about what it actually did, if it did anything. So the initial news piece that was coming out of Streamer University was that Kaisenat like revealing the list of professors and students who would be part of his Streamer University. The full class of 2025 he revealed through his stream and on his social media platforms early last week, and he selected a total of 120 content creators to participate. The bit of backlash was because it seemed like there was a bit of confusion, because it seemed like Kai selected some famous, well-known people who already made it streamers. I'm using that in air quotes because, like, there, I think the term famous and people who made it in the streaming world is still pretty subjective, but to a large population, it seemed like I had selected quite a few of these people, who included streamers like I Am Dante, Funny Marco, and DBD. Okay, fine. DDG. Don't like him still. As I put this on the docket and did a bit of more digging, what I found was that further clarification on the local news sites, because the university was actually being held at the University of Akron in Ohio, So it clarified that these creators were going to be the professors, and the smaller-ish content creators who were selected were going to be students. So it wasn't going to be like someone with a million followers or in 10,000 subscribers who was going to be a student. Like, the students probably had still a sizable platform, like anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 average audience, or, well, I would say followers, because average audience really fluctuates. But overall, the average follower size of the student list was actually way smaller than previously thought. Okay, so now we get into what Streaming University was really about. So it only lasted through this weekend. Like, I think it started Friday, maybe late Thursday. And it wrapped up today or yesterday. It only lasted through this weekend. So now, I mean, and people were impressed by it. I'm gonna be real, I didn't really watch a lot of it, but some people seem to be impressed by it and like what Kai Cenat did. And to others, maybe who have been in the game and can kind of peep certain things, me included, it looked a little bit more of like a content form, in the sense of like maybe the content creators who were selected did learn some valuable stuff. Maybe, I don't know. Because again, I didn't watch it because I'm not the core audience. But at the same time, when I did see a few frames of it, it very much looked more like content farming, like kind of like how RDC would do Anime House or something. That type of thing. So I did, and I'm not the only one who said that. Other people said that. Have said that as well, that it looked a little bit more like content farming as opposed to actual Streaming University. Me, I was under the impression, although I should have known that, because he held it at an actual university, that it probably wasn't going to last, you know, that long. But I was under the impression it would last at least a couple weeks. But that is the first, that's how the first Streaming University went. I don't know if this is going to be an annual thing. I don't know if Kai Cenat would do this again. It seems like he's kind of, because he's with AMP. He and AMP, like, it seemed like they kind of handle organizing it and all that. So I'm not sure if this is going to be a thing again or not, but we'll see. But yeah, your thoughts on that, Jade?
After I'm done drinking my water. I get what everybody was talking about with the content farming, because it was, there were some smaller streamers. Smaller streamers is very subjective, so it just depends on who you're talking about, who you're asking. But there were like smaller streamers there, and then like the ones that are more popular were also in attendance. And it was just people 24/7 just streaming and making content. And like, so it just felt like you said, like a hype house, like a AMP, whatever. I don't know what theirs is called.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like RDC, like it was like, it felt like that, where they just kind of got together and were just making content. Versus learning like actual things from the streamers. But there were apparently some of the bigger streamers who were like the professors, who were teaching. They said that some of them actually were giving out like really good knowledge about streaming and like how to treat it and like what to do to making content. But a vast majority were there just kind of playing around and cutting up and making skits. So it's just like, oh, okay. The only like real backlash I saw for it was the people who were just like, he only chose black people. He only did this. And it was just like, that was really funny to me. It was just like, y'all, and y'all will like pick anything to complain about.
Absolutely. So,
but yeah, for me, I was like, I think it's something that was just fun.
Yeah.
That he could, like, if he wanted to hold it annually, that's something he could do every year. If he wants to, in like different campus each time, and just kind of see how it goes. But yeah, I don't see like any harm it did.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just something fun.
Yeah. Now that we know what it is, it's like, okay, you know, it's easier to get behind knowing that this is what it is, and it's not like, you know, not any more to it, so people don't necessarily have to get their expectations super high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything, it was just like a fun weekend to meet streamers that you may have never been able to meet.
Yep.
And like just have a good time and party and yeah.
Yep. All right. Moving right along. Y'all give me a minute because I forgot to change the name on my stream deck. All right, cool. Okay, so this happened. So DreamCon, so it was announced that Meg Thee Stallion is going to be at DreamCon, which is going to be super exciting. And then within about 2 or 3 days, DreamCon official had to issue an apology to Meg Thee Stallion and after seemingly supporting Tory Lanez a la the Instagram, the official Instagram account of DreamCon, liking a few pro Tory Lanez comments, probably along the lines of free Tory, yada yada. So last Wednesday, DreamCon, yeah, so within 2 days, DreamCon had an apology for the shady Instagram likes. They issued the apology on Twitter, but they had to issue an apology for the shady Instagram likes. And they promised to be more careful about what kind of content they're promoting on social media. So, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I love Meg Thee Stallion down. So, I was very much on the side of like, well, she ain't gotta come anyway. And she can make her own con, damn it. And I will go. That's just me. but also, taking my fanning out of it. It's like at this point, at y'all's big size, I just assumed, I made the wrong assumption, clearly. I just assumed you had a professional behind your accounts. Like, maybe somebody in RDC was managing the Twitter account, like, because that might be their biggest platform, but I thought you had somebody else managing your other accounts. So it's just like, who are y'all hiring professionally to do this shit?
Like, nobody.
Clearly. But it's like, and you didn't learn your lesson the first time when you were trying to make a point, I think in one of their skits, or they had reposted one of their skits, off the heels of, it wasn't off the heels of the shooting. It was off the heels of, like, Meg being more open about anime stuff. Or maybe it was off the heels. Was it? No, no, no. It wasn't. What was it? Because that was, like, a year or so ago that they reposted a skit off, because, like, Meg was, it was something related to Megan anime, but it didn't look good because the skit alluded to violence more so, and it was just like, this was not, with this person, this was not the appropriate skit to repost. I just can't remember what the subject was, but I knew it was anime related. Anywho, but you got your heads chewed off for that before, less than 3 years ago. So that's why I was like, did y'all not learn? Clearly not. Your thoughts, Jade?
Yeah, they definitely didn't learn. It's so... Y'all just got some niggas running the account.
That's basically it.
Yeah, because, like, they're just liking stuff. I saw it in real time as soon as people start talking about it and tweeting about it. And I was like, what? And I had to go look.
Yep.
And sure enough, there was, like, Tory Lane gifts in the comments. And it said, like, by author. And it was just like, that's not a good look. Look, y'all just got her, and y'all gonna lose her like that. Because this is a big deal for them, too. Like,
yeah.
This is the biggest. So they've had talent there. They've had people who are, like, big in the streaming industry. But you got a Grammy Award-winning artist.
Who has presented at the Anime Awards over in Japan, actually. She did that last year, so... like a big deal.
Yes. That'd be like if you just like got the cast of Wakanda to come out. Like it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. So don't fuck it up. And then clearly y'all fucked it up within clearly. Moments. It was crazy how quick that happened. But I'm glad they issued an apology. I think they probably learned that, like, y'all need an intern or something.
No, not an intern.
That would have been one of those, you have an intern that does marketing, who's in school for digital marketing.
Okay,
they
were
in the social media. And if they did that, guess who got fired? The intern.
Yeah.
But y'all, like, y'all need... because that shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't happen. And then somebody was like, a rumor was that like, oh, maybe they have a bot that just likes comments. But then they're like, no, all the comments would have been liked.
Right.
Not specific ones. So it was just, yeah, it was a mess. It was very messy. So yeah. I was like, live and learn, y'all. Live and learn.
I mean, it's like, I am very much like, you ain't gotta come if you don't want to, Megan. I would understand. Honestly. But now I'm just worried. I'm just worried that someone's gonna be stupid. They say some shit. It's like, ah.
It's like, don't ruin it for the bunch.
Yeah. And I hope she got... Well, I don't necessarily hope, because it would be nice to meet and get a picture with her. But there is a part of me that hopes, and I just hope she has at least 3 Juliuses around that table.
It's like, yes. Wherever she is, that security is going to be heavy.
Yes. But anything. Anyways, anything else on that? DreamCon do better. Anything else on that?
That somebody needs to make a woman started, a woman led con.
And Meg could sponsor it.
MegFest.
Yes.
And then just make it all anime.
Yes.
To weed out to people who want to come just think it's going to be about like hip hop and music. It's like, nah, it's about anime, bitch. it's like weed all them people out.
Absolutely. Yeah, but yeah, all I gotta say is DreamCon do better. But don't be mad if Meg starts her own con. And I will go to that one. Okay. Moving right along to the Creator Hub. There's a find my button. There we go. This has been pretty light too, honestly. We'll go through real quick. Twitch news, Spendable Balance, which is a way to spend your Twitch earnings on gifted subs or bits, is rolling out in the coming days/weeks. Shared Hype Trainings launched this week to encourage more usage of Guest Star. For YouTube now has a weekly top podcast chart in the USA. And YouTube will soon use Gemini AI for targeted ads. This was announced as a part of YouTube's Brandcast presentation, and playlists are getting community-driven voting. And then for TikTok, a new creator care mode will filter inappropriate messages or all comments for up to 7 days. Ooh, that's lovely. You can now hide your videos from your profile while they still appear in discovery. And layoffs in TikTok shop have reportedly started, which is interesting. All right. Anything on those before we get into the broader creator industry news?
I just always find it funny with the spendable balance, because Twitch gonna find a way to keep their money.
Absolutely.
They're gonna find a way. They're like, yeah, use it for subs. Like, no, I want my money. The fuck? yeah. Oh, that was a little bit. Okay. But YouTube using the AI for ads, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I tend to be pretty suspicious of, like, Gen AI, lately, so I'm like, yeah, we'll see. It's for targeted ads, too, so, you know, it's based on your algorithm.
Mine will be speed travel. Because that's all I've been watching is cruise videos. But yeah, no, and then good for TikTok having the filter.
Yes,
for the creator mode. I was like, that's good because the messages I know can get horrendous. But also the layoffs. I was like, it's probably like a result of the whole tariff fiasco.
Yeah, probably that and the will he won't he ban. Like a mix of those two.
Yeah, but I didn't know they had a whole extra division just for TikTok shop.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. That's surprising, but yeah.
All right, and in broader creator industry news, Blue Sky is testing a live profile icon overlay encouraging you to watch the live stream off-platform. This feature is currently being exclusively tested with the NBA, which makes sense. They gotta start big and then go smaller. After community pushback, Spotify will only show play count milestones instead of specific podcast play counts. Users can now apply for Blue Sky verification or trusted verifier status. And Instagram is offering select creators up to $20,000 to bring people to the app, which to me sounds slightly desperate. Instagram must be bleeding a little bit. Interesting. Any thoughts on those, though?
That's funny. On Instagram, it's like, y'all hurting? Y'all hurting that bad? What's going on? That's a lot of money for...
Yeah.
For just nothing. Right, hey, bring your audience. We need the money. but no. Blue Sky, good for them having like deals with like the NBA now and stuff like that, because it's a small app.
Yeah.
It's relatively small still, like in the scheme of things, it's small. And you're still up and coming and it's still, you're under 5 years.
Mm.
So it's like not even something that's widely used, and like it's something that grew word of mouth.
Yeah.
And it's not the go-to at the moment where everybody's like, oh, I'm on Twitter. You're not, Blue Sky is not the first thing, or like, but they're starting to link Blue Sky on certain other platforms to where you can tweet from other things. So it's kind of cool to see them growing.
Yeah.
And the live feature is pretty awesome. That's like a step forward in the right direction. And like you said, start off big scale.
Yeah.
With bigger accounts and then work your way to make it to where everybody can utilize it. So it's like, yeah, good job.
All righty. Oh, not it. Like, windy, raining. Hopefully this won't not the lights on the next 15 minutes. All right. I might blow through some of this. Bear with me. Moving on to Just Don't Care, So Do We Care. So, this was interesting. Give me a second. Oh, I don't think it was. Was it? I'm gonna just do this. All right. So, a joke about rice cost a Japanese cabinet minister his job. When Japan's foreign minister declared that he never had to buy rice because his supporters give him plenty of his gifts, he hoped to draw laughs. Instead, Taku Ito drew outrage and enough of it to force him to resign. Japan is facing its first cost of living crisis in decades, which is hitting rice because it's a staple. The price has more than doubled in the last year, and imported varieties are few and far between. Edo apologized, saying he had gone too far with his comments on Sunday at a local fundraiser. He resigned after opposition parties threatened a no confidence motion against him. Rice can be a powerful trigger in Japan, where shortages have caused political upsets before. Riots over the soaring cost of rice even toppled a government in 1918. Yeah, Japan don't play when it comes to having protocol about certain things, and joking about rice is one of them. Imagine being forced to resign off of below food staple. I think one of our politicians would have to like say something slanderous about McDonald's for that to happen.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what you gonna talk about, McDonald's? Because, oh my God, I would be so mad if I got fired, if I essentially got fired over some long grain. Like, oh my God, that would just kill me. But yeah, that's crazy. You gotta be careful what you say.
Yep, especially as a politician. Well, in other parts of the world, especially as a politician.
Because here you can just kind of say what you want.
Yeah.
There is no imaginary line anymore.
Nope, there is not. But at any rate, all right, moving on. So, this picture is, like, a bit small, and I don't necessarily want to, like, cover our face up, so I'll just explain what's going on. So, the First Lady of France appeared to be smooshing her husband's face as they were about to get off the plane, and then President Macron says that they were joking. So, Macron's explanation was that they were just play fighting. But Brigitte pushed her husband away with both hands on his face. Like I said, she smooshed him, mushed his face before they had disembarked from their plane to start a tour of Southeast Asia, like this past weekend. Yeah, so that happened. Your thoughts?
That was not accidental. That was not playful. I know a mush when I see one. And she mushed that man. Oh, I saw the video and I was like, ooh, somebody got spicy. And he had to save face because like the door opened. Yes. I don't think he was ready for that.
Yes.
And so it was like that, like, hey, the door's open. Stop. But she mushed the hell out of him. Oh, it's like, oh, we were just playing because your face was falling hard. That was not a we playing thing. That was a she said something and you must have said something back and she was just like,
Yeah. So I don't think the First Lady of France very much cares. cared in that moment. I honestly don't think she still cares, depending on what made her mush his face like that. So, but that was just, I was not expecting to see that. That was kind of funny. All right, anything else on the mush heard around the world? Seen around the world?
Right. Mush. I was like, and the funny thing is, like, not even one hand. She went both hands. That's how you know she mad. She was mad. Oh. Oh, you know how mad I gotta be to be like, it's one thing if I'm just like,
Right.
But it's another, like, I'm just like.
She was sick of his shit.
Yes. Oh, that's funny. That's all I have on that.
Alrighty. Last but not least, Sesame Street found a newish home on Netflix. And I say newish because Sesame Street is actually still going to be on PBS. It's just that federal funding for it got yanked, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's ending. It's just more so of like, and it was through executive order, so like it might be tied up in the courts. Who knows at this point? There wasn't necessarily a vote on it or anything, but it was just that an executive order got signed to yank federal funding from PBS. However, comma, it's still running on PBS. So while that's all being worked out, Sesame Street and Netflix struck a deal that will see the TV show appear on the streaming platform. And it wasn't just because of the executive order. Sesame Street was also facing an uncertain future after the entertainment giant Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns HBO, did not renew its deal with Sesame Street is 50 years old. But it didn't renew a deal with the program. So under the deal, PBS will get access to Sesame Street episodes on the same day that they are released on Netflix. So that's why it's like, in a circular way, it's still on PBS. It didn't like, it's not just showing on Netflix, it's going to show them both. But this is kind of like a fail-safe type of thing to ensure that you'll be able to watch Sesame Street one way or the other. But good for them. Sesame Street.
Almost employed still.
Yeah. It was like Sesame Street has been a staple for apparently 50 years. So yeah. And you're right. Almost still employed.
Yes. But yeah. That was kind of crazy when the whole like, it might be going away, period. And it was just like, oh, that was weird. It's like, like you said, it's a staple through everybody's childhood. Whether you, like, hardcore watched it or not, you read the books.
Yep.
Or, like, the ones with the little gold binding on them. It's like, I remember the Sesame Street books. I remember watching Sesame Street. I remember watching it with my nephews. Like, we played it in the daycare. It's just like a staple. I remember going to the movies and seeing the Big Bird movie.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where it's just been around and you would never think that it would end because of some stuff going on with the government.
Right.
Like that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But yeah. But good for them that Netflix, that they were able to come to a deal with Netflix. And they still gives people the access who don't have access to streaming services to still watch it on PBS and keep that accessibility of that show for everyone. So I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Anything else before we close out? Sorry to be so abrupt, but I'm trying not to have the lights literally go out while we're filming.
We're good. I am good.
All right, y'all. So, like I said at the beginning of the episode, well, first off, thank you for coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. So like I said at the beginning of the episode, we're kind of on summer hours, so it probably won't be as weekly or regular. It'll probably be every other week. So starting this week, this episode will be up, hopefully by tomorrow evening, on YouTube, and then we'll basically have a week off that or next week, and then we should be back that week after. So but we'll see y'all again next time.